them to attack when the dollar fails, end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way. Not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians leaned over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who bet you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you can stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Choose the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite and let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite!
Welcome back, folks, to the Corporation Nation. We're talking today with Patrick Jordan of VaccineFraud.com. And I want to remind people that the reason that Patrick named his website so eloquently is because truly the vaccination industry is a complete and utter fraud. Let's shift gears a little bit here, sir, and talk about let's talk about what was happening back in what was it, the 1870s? I can't remember exactly when it was, but when Jenner was doing his thing and he was taking the pus of cow hooves and he was applying it to the cow and then mixing that into humans. It was basically just a big experiment basically to infect humans basically using them as guinea pigs. And that's basically what's been going on, in my opinion, ever since. Just a combination of different vaccinated or inoculations to create different types of diseases.
Here we go, Clint. We're not even shifting gears. What we're talking about is in 1790, when Jenner first invented, so to speak, because none of this happens in a vacuum, he came up with his idea, and this is the beauty part of it. This is why it's such a fraud. Jenner claimed in writing that smallpox came from a disease called the grease or greasy heels in horses. And when a farrier worked on the horse's hoofs, they would take this disease without washing their hands. They'd go milk the cow. The milking of the cow gave it cowpox. The cowpox then somehow worked up the food chain to become smallpox. And so he figured that if he took the grease and inoculated people, that it would then prevent them from getting the smallpox. But what he did in his first experiment on his own child, who later on became probably the first case of autism, was that he took swinepox. This is why it's a fraud. First, it started with the grease on the horse, the cowpox on the cow, the smallpox on the human, and he went to a pig. How does that make sense? He went to a pig, got the pus from a pig, and put it into his own baby son, who then developed a severe infection, nearly died, messed up his brain. The biographer Behrens of Jenner said, and so this is my Illinois paraphrase, the boy torn right after that.
Yeah, I've done so much of this research. Of course, I only went back so far. But one of the things I did do a lot of research on is the fallacy that vaccines cured diseases, that vaccines got rid of, you know, historically got rid of so many diseases. You look at the polio, you know, polio spiked in around 1951 or so, I think was the largest outbreak. And then it started going down. And by the time it was almost nothing, the vaccine was introduced. And they said, hallelujah, the vaccine is cured. You know, everybody a vaccine. And then there was a bump there, a little spike that says, oh, well, now people are getting more polio. And when I researched it further, I found tons and tons of congressional record that specifically state officially that, you know, of the people who were getting polio, it was something ridiculous, like 85% of them had been vaccinated. And that's the way it's been ever since. And now what we have, according to some doctors, they're saying that basically the modern form of polio, vaccine-induced polio, is, well, in England, they call it something, they call it an encephalopathy, but here we're calling it, what's it called when you're run down and you can't do anything? You just feel like a lump on a log.
Chronic fatigue.
Chronic fatigue syndrome is actually a dumbed down version of polio. Basically, what happened to the polio vaccine? That's basically what many doctors are saying, and it was all vaccine induced.
I'm taking notes. This is the first time I've heard of that dumbed down polio.
Oh, I've got this in my vaccine documentary. I should have pulled it up, but it's in England they call it. Oh, I wish I could remember. It's some kind of encephalopathy, which, as we know, is you know, holes in the brain or holes in something from prions, the prion misfolding disease. Yeah, I mean, so
I knew you were going to get too far off base. Yeah, because it's all tied to the money. Let me finish up with Jenner. They knew, everybody knew, Jenner was a fraud. He couldn't make this stuff work. It was all salesmanship, and he was such a good salesman that they convinced. And you know, he was probably family, so it's all a wink and a nod. Parliament got behind him, and in adjusted dollars, they awarded him like $1 million U.S. for his quote-unquote contribution to humanity. They were all in on it. It was all a fraud. The official seal of governmente, you know, British mind control.
I was just writing in the chat room because someone said their their father was a biochemist that knew Sabin and Salk and was on the vaccine committee for the military. It's funny that in the history of Sabin and Salk, they on the record again, they blamed each other, and I have this in my documentary too. They actually blamed each other for the polio outbreaks. They said when they started seeing people who were getting their vaccines, one was the sugar vaccine, one was the live or dead virus, I can't remember. Injectable, they blamed each other for the outbreaks of polio caused by the vaccines. I mean, this is open history. Nobody, oh no, the polio vaccine cured polio. No, it actually, according to congressional record, and according to Sabin and Salk, the guys who created it, actually caused most of the polio, if not all of it.
Do your genealogies. They were probably both family.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Crazy stuff, man. It's so frightening. Just the concept that people will still, in this day and age, will let, you know, a nurse basically inject them with something that they, you know, I know everybody by this point has had to have heard the negative aspect of vaccination. And if anyone would just take a cursory look and just understood the basics of the fact that your body's going to fight whatever you put into it intravenously. I mean, it's pretty amazing, really.
Well, it will fight. It will mount a response because they put in chemicals called adjuvants to create that aggravation. But the other risk is now we're getting into the whole prion Morgellons genetic manipulation thing. Cells actually try on genetic material. Kind of like, I've used this analogy before, kind of like a bunch of teenage girls trying on each other's sweaters just to see, well, does this look cute? No, it doesn't fit. and maybe cast it off, maybe incorporate it into its own nuclear material. And that's the danger, that they're shooting unknown substances into a body that are basically rewriting people at the fundamental code level.
Yeah. And again, we've been the guinea pigs. Even though they use guinea pigs to grow the cell substrates on, we've been the true guinea pigs. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Is this real? 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 Or is this just a ride? The world is like a ride. You think it's real? Think it's real? It's just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice between fear and love. The world is like a ride. You think it's real? Think it's real? It's just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. Long tide goes up and down, round and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored. It's up and down, round and round, and it's very loud, louder. Don't worry, don't be afraid, be afraid. It's just a ride. We can change it any time we want. It's only a choice between fear and love.
Why are we here?
I think we're part of a greater wisdom than we will ever understand. A higher order. Call it what you want. Know what I call it?
The big electron. The big electron. Whoa, 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 whoa. The big electron. Whoa, 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 whoa. It doesn't punish. Doesn't reward. It doesn't judge at all. It just is. And so are we. For a little while.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Corporation Nation. My guest today, Patrick Jordan. Oh, I was just looking, trying to find... YouTube is not very... It's not very friendly when you're trying to find a little teeny frame. But I was looking at, and here's what the dictionary said. Actually, it was the Encyclopedia Britannica. This always cracks me up. So the 8th edition of the Encyclopedia Britannica states, quote, "Nothing is more likely to prove hurtful to the cause of vaccination and render the public careless of securing themselves its benefits than the belief, and it is a belief, that they would require to submit to revaccination every 10 to 15 years." Well, let me say that again. Nothing could be more detrimental to the selling of vaccines as something that's beneficial than the belief that they would require you to submit to revaccination every 10 to 15 years. What do they do now? Every year? Every 6 months? Every 2 years? Every 5 years? Well, then Encyclopedia Britannica comes out with its 11th edition in 1910 and states... Here's what it states about the same subject. It states, quote, "It is desirable that vaccination should be repeated at the age of 7 to 10 years and thereafter at intervals during life."
Wow.
I mean, there's the so-called, you know, master encyclopedia of the world changing absolutely its intention and its opinion, or its propaganda, basically. That should tell people a lot right there.
Fraud, yeah. That's why I had to acquire that word and use it. It's the only thing that can describe it, because fraud is a crime. Fraud leads to harm. Fraud leads to death. And there's two things, fraud and murder, that in this system of their legal wranglings, has no statute of limitations. And what I would like to see, Clint, is I can't call for justice, because I could go into a whole black magic diatribe on the meaning of that. I seek balance with remuneration, with interest on what they've done to us.
There's another, you know, just to give you an idea, when the time does come, and we've seen it written over and over in the courts, the opinions of the courts, when the time comes for compulsory vaccination, and it will, I guarantee that in order to get benefits, again, as a citizen, you're going to be required to do such things. And we've read these types of things before. We just read Justice Marshall, with his eugenics opinion about cutting the fallopian tubes. We've read, and that vaccination is compulsory way back when. But I mean, here's another one: the City of Dallas versus Mitchell, 245 SW 944. If you want to look up the citation, it's a real quick quote. It says, "The rights of the individual." It's very important to understand the rights of the individuals, which is just like saying person, are restricted only to the extent that they have been voluntarily surrendered by citizenship to the agencies of government. I want to read that again, because I really, you know, we tell people this all the time, but I really want to sit. This is the court's opinion. This is your parent. This is your father speaking. Parents. Patria, if you will, the doctrine that you are a child of the state, and especially your child is a child of the state. The rights of the individuals are, and persons, artificial persons, citizens, whatever you want to call, the rights of the individuals are restricted only to the extent that they have been voluntarily surrendered by citizenship to the agencies of government. Okay, that's what you get for being a member of this club. If you've heard me and Patrick talk before more on this subject, prions and the fact that they're basically the cause have a causal relationship with most modern disease, all the dementias and everything else, cancer, AIDS, autism, you name it, Well, guess what, folks? They've got a needle, especially for you, my little citizens, my little individuals. So, you know, you might want to start thinking about that.
To then bring this back and try to pin the tail on this thing that has a four-letter word called a donkey. What is going on here? If we tie it back to money, precious metals, let's try to make a biological connection to, let's face it, Clint, you and me, we don't have designs on causing torment and death in the world. Then what the heck is wrong with those that do? And I uncovered in my first book, ICD-999, just a little teaser that I actually developed in the second book, Rise and Fall, Kingdom Plante, that you've been reading. Gold, the largest veins that are deposited in South Africa, were determined to have been laid down by the action of a microbe called Ralstonia metalliduranes. Now, they actually did change the name. And when they change the name of something, you got to be really cagey because it's like they're trying to hide something, man.
Yeah, what do you call that, a Babylonian name change?
Because, see, all the gods of the Babylonian trinities and pantheons, another phrase of mine, they're the same pig, different lipstick, sold throughout the generations to different cultures, just dressed up different. It's always the same football play being run every time.
Yeah.
And so they changed the name from Ralstonia metalliduranes to something else. I don't remember what it is. I don't have access to it right now. But what I'm trying to say, that this is the overarching point. I always try to bring it into science and biology. Gold is bug poo. There's no other way to say it, man. And people talk about having the gold bug as if it was some kind of infection. And then we look at homeopathy and the provings, which is where they would give people metallic gold to see just what it would do to them. Drove them nuts, man. Sometimes to the point of suicidal depression, suicidal ideation, aggression. And it's like, wait a minute. This is the grip, the thrall that gold has on mankind. There has to be something deeper that we're not looking at.
Huh. Very interesting. Maybe you can send me that information on gold is bug poop. That's funny. All right, folks, stay with us. We'll be back with more Patrick Jordan.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. always, and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button.
There are so many things to learn about in this world, and so many people who can help us learn, and so many people who
welcome back, folks.
Did you ever brew anything in the
You're the Corporation Nation. Someone just put in the chat room. Like I said, a lot of good stuff goes on in there. It's corporationnation.chitango.com. From slate.com, meet the bacteria that produces pure gold. Scientists have discovered bacteria that eats toxic material and, well, poops pure gold. This microbial magician named Cupriovitis metalludurans, when placed in a mini lab full of gold chloride, a nasty toxin, gobbled up the poison and, in about a week, processed it out as 24-carat nuggets of the precious yellow metal. The bacteria was found to be 20 times more resistant to the gold-based toxic chemical than believed, and most likely does its amazing alchemy regularly in nature. Well, Patrick, there you go.
This is what I'm saying, Clint. I try to give out as many facts as possible and then draw a conclusion based on that. And so, you know, when I posit a conclusion, I want people to know that I am just projecting what I think is the next shoe to drop. But just like we saw, you can fact check it yourself. And fact check this. Gold chloride is a toxic poison? Man, they use that as an injection for rheumatoid arthritis. So you can't have it both ways. You know, this is the fraud angle of it. When they're talking about bacteria and, oh, wonderful alchemy, using microbiology, it's a toxin. But what is it when they shoot it into your joints?
Yeah, it's I can't get over gold poop. I'm just going to start shoveling. I work at a farm sometimes. I'm going to start shoveling pig poop and saying it's a new metal. I mean, geez, here I have money. Look, I'll trade you my pig. You know, we actually have people come to the farm and pay a lot of money for poop. It's true. I mean, people die to get, because it's an organic farm. They want that organic, toxin, antibiotic-free poop from our pit, from the sheep and the cows. That ain't no joke,
right?
I mean, so it doesn't surprise me that mankind has been fooled into thinking gold is anything other than bug poop.
And you know, it's the deception. But again, what's below that? Because I talked about the gold bug. People have the gold fever. They want to possess that metal. What is that drive? Could there be something that we can isolate at a microbiological level that differentiates the us from them? Now, you know, forgive me if you do have designs on taking over the world. I'll help you out, you know, if you want me to. Because, you know, I made the bold pronouncement that neither you or I are, you know, megalomaniacs.
As the song says, I'm not a dictator. I don't have that design.
Okay. And, you know, if you did, give me a call. But what makes the difference between them and us? You know, we can talk about abstracts all day long, but until we get down to the science, the chemistry, and the physics of it, we'll never be able to overcome that. And I don't know if you want to go there, because we've got not too much time left. You and I had been talking about an intrinsic difference at the blood level of the us against them. And that's why I brought in this biology component.
Well, yeah. Depending on which things you look at, I sent you a bunch of links for blood type. And see, what I was saying when we were talking earlier was that my concern, as we're talking about all these prion diseases, there's a certain when AIDS was a big topic back in, I don't know what, 10 years ago, whatever. There was this wonderful thing that I saw where certain people could not get it. People could not get it. I believe that AIDS has nothing to do with this HIV. I believe it's a blood cancer, and I believe that it can only hit, you know, I haven't proven this yet. It's one of those things I've got to look into. So I'm going to make that caveat right now. But there's a certain Germanic, possibly Jewish, I don't know, but Germanic people of a certain, if you will, race or blood type that cannot get AIDS. And I'm starting to believe, as I'm looking at different articles on prions and stuff, that the reason that there are such things called royal diseases, even Jewish, you know, there's a list of 100 diseases that only Jewish people get, or in this case, in my opinion, is that it's the Rh negative blood type, which is about, I don't know, somewhere between 15% of the entire population. Remember that the Queen of England, I believe, is O negative, if I'm not mistaken, or one of the negatives. All of her sons, President Obama's A negative, or excuse me, AB negative. That's according to Time magazine. He takes his blood with him. That was the point of the article. We're talking about, we discussed this before, why the royal bloodlines and the Rothschilds and all those would always keep it within the family. They incestually, in other words, they would marry and inbreed. Well, the reason for that is because if a negative blood type tries to interbreed with a positive blood type, the person, which is 85% of the population, in other words, the common man, the positive blood type, unless it's O negative, I can't remember what it is. The positive blood type will attack the negative blood type as a foreign entity, just like it would attack squalene or it would attack anything that you inject in the body. The blood types didn't mix. It would produce horrible offspring. So just in the last, I don't know, 50, 60 years, they've learned to suppress the entire immune system so that different blood types can mix. Thus, you have all this multiculturalism and all the mixing of common bloods with some of the negative bloods. This is not to say that everybody that has Rh negative blood is in on this. I very well might have negative blood and don't know it. I have not gotten checked. I just found out that my father was actually an O negative, which is the sought after blood because apparently it's universal. So something is going on with blood. My understanding is, we talked about this, it's hard to put into words, Patrick. It really is. But if you're talking about all the studies with rhesus monkeys, they were mixing up kidneys with rhesus monkeys. That's also in my documentary. You can actually see them doing it. And the Rh factor is actually called rhesus monkey gene. And if you're negative for that gene, then you don't have a protein structure around your cells and your blood cells. If AIDS is a blood cancer, I'm trying to connect this all together. If AIDS is a blood cancer, and it's caused by, well, I won't say what it's caused by, but basically what we're talking about is that these prions, the prions that will attach to the protein structure around cells that misfold other proteins called encephalopathy or mad cow disease, spongiform transmissible, Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease, and all of these different dementias that happen. Alzheimer's are all basically caused by this, from what I understand. In other words, when you do an autopsy on someone who supposedly died of Alzheimer's disease, which no doctor can tell you what the cause of, you see holes in the brain, which is a sign of prion infection or prion misfolding, protein misfolding that's caused by prion. So what we're talking about, the reason people don't get the symptoms of AIDS is because they don't have the proteins to be misfolded. It's really hard to explain, but you kind of get the picture.
Yeah, I think you did that exceptionally well.
Yeah, I mean, if you inject rhesus monkey particles within a person that has the receptors, which is Rh positive, in other words, proteins, then you're going to get that type of infection, protein misfolding. But if you don't have the receptors for rhesus monkey, then you're not going to develop the quote unquote cancer that develops from the injection of prions.
And we're all the way back to Salk, who was putting in rhesus monkey liver, kidneys, testicles into human beings. They knew when they saw a frothy virus happen in their cell cultures that it was contaminated, and they go, oh, just ignore it, it won't be a problem. They were injecting with mineral oil as an adjuvant, and people were getting granulomas on the site, and they quietly just put it away. It's like, oh, okay, don't use mineral oil anymore. So this is why I had to use the word fraud. It's all been a cover-up from the beginning. And what they did is they got FDR, the family man, in on it to sell the idea of polio because they knew what they were putting into people. They were purposefully rewriting their genome.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, we don't have time to go into this, but we'll be back, folks, for the last segment with Patrick Jordan. Stay tuned.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue?
Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Derivatives, quantitative easing, trade imbalances, recession, low GDP, nations close to collapsing, and subprime loans, foreclosed homes, and people's taxes spent to bail out too big to fail, AAA banks again. Fear levels rising as a US crash seems imminent, having smashed the debt ceiling of $14 trillion. Despite protests and clashes in Athens streets, the IMF imposed structurally unjust programs in Greece, where in fact the term economy entered our language from the Greek oikonomia, meaning household management. Well, how are we managing? Theories abound, but in practice, does anyone actually know what the hell's even happening?
All right, folks, welcome back. Now, I really want people to understand that the reason we are, me and Patrick get together, and the reason that we're doing all this research into this incredibly abstract thing, it is like the greatest open secret in science and medicine. It is the cause of so much disease. I can't stress this enough from the bottom of my heart that this, I mean, everything should be focused on this, because, I mean, when you know, in my article that I wrote, Xenotransplantation, Creating the Zombie Apocalypse, which was, at the time, I thought was clever, and now I realize, holy crap,
yeah,
I was right. Prion, you know, Science Daily reported in 2009 that prion protein is identified as a novel early pancreatic cancer biomarker. All right. Prions in cancer, an unfolding story is another thing. They say that the ever-growing crowd of misfolded proteins from the aggregate seen in diseases such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, a protein called P53, and that's how it's labeled, and this is from the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro. A protein, P53, is a protein with the daunting task of suppressing tumor formation in the body. And it may show a typical prion-like behavior when mutated. In other words, if it's attached, if an infected or quote-unquote mutated prion attaches to the natural P53 cell in the body that actually prevents cancer. Again, P53, a protein with the daunting task of suppressing tumor formation in the body. I believe that it's talking about the same thing as the Rh-positive proteins in the body that prevents certain types of disease and cancer. And, of course, when the prions attack those, which are proteins without nucleus, without life, impossible to kill, basically, and with a dormancy of up to 50 years, so it can hit you, you know, at any time, depending on when you were injected. So if these proteins in your body have the function of stopping cancer, and we are injecting the very thing that will mutate these things, it goes on to say, it has been known for some time that the buildup of P53 in the cell impairs the protein in preventing tumor growth. This has been observed in neuroblastoma, retinoblastoma, breast, and other colon cancers. Goes on to say that at least 50% of cancers that they know of have to do, in fact, here it says, considering that more than half of cancers lose their P53 function. And it's because, as they report, of the prion, the prion misfolding thing that happens. There's another article, The Good News About Prions, and it basically talks about cures for cancer and diabetes. What? Diabetes? From cancer to prions may also hold clues to combating common diseases because they are simply normal proteins that are misfolded. Misfolded proteins, it turns out, cause a host of major ailments from cancer and diabetes to Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. I am quoting this stuff, folks, from the science that you never hear about in any kind of mainstream news because this is the greatest open secret. And I am telling you right now, when you read vaccine inserts, when you read other forms of medication that are injectable, when you read the inserts, when you watch the damn commercials on TV, they literally tell you that you could get, they don't say the word prion, they don't say mad cow, they don't say Khrushchev's, they don't say transmissible spongiform encephalopathy. But that's what they're talking about when they say you could get a cancer, you could get this, you could get that. They're injecting prions into your body through inoculation, vaccination and inoculation of these different things, even through such innocent seeming things as human growth hormone and this sort of thing. I'm telling you, folks, we're not just here, you know, blowing crap up your butt here. We're not just talking about gold as bug poop just for fun. We are literally trying to wake up people to understand that the epidemic of this century and probably many others and well into the future is the prion, is what we're, this stuff that we're talking about. This is not a fear tactic. This is coming from science. One example is the P53 protein, the body's frontline warrior against cancer. This is a different article. Misfolded P53s lose their tumor-suppressing power, an error that causes about half of all cancers. Cystic fibrosis, too, is caused by misfolded proteins, as is diabetes. The disease process in which the brain proteins glom together into plaques looks remarkably like that of mad cow and other prion diseases. Quote, we're starting to think there may be similarities between many diseases of misfolding. They appear in many, many different ways. I'm telling you, folks, this is everything. And they are not taking this and saying, oh, we have a problem here. They know they're injecting this. They warn you about it. That's the worst part about it. And they are patenting new forms. They're always trying to discover what's new. How can we improve the prion? How can we create new ones that are novel so that we can patent them? Now, whether they're even natural, the ones that they're injecting, I have no idea. That's maybe something you can answer, Patrick.
Well, prions do have their place in normal operations within the body.
Yes.
Within the body, there are normal systems for shutting down that process after it has served its purpose. And see, I did not know this information that you're sharing with me about the and everybody else, the P-53. That makes perfect sense.
That's in my xenotransplantation article, which is on my blog. Here's another thing too. I don't know if people have heard this, but accidentally, when AIDS patients got bone marrow transplants, of course, bone marrow is responsible for creating blood, red and white blood cells. People are getting cured of their AIDS symptoms because they're getting bone marrow transplants. Okay, think about that for a second. What is happening there? The antibody evidence tells us there's little, if any, persisting HIV protein to trigger an HIV response. They're saying it's HIV. I'm telling you that if you replace bone marrow in an AIDS patient and it cures you of AIDS, then by logical conclusion, AIDS is a leukemia type blood cancer. And when you look into this stuff, you'll find the different types of leukemiaids or whatever they call them, related to all these cancers, blood cancers. And again, they're taking them, they're tweaking them, they're patenting them, they're creating new diseases. Yes, it's scary, but we're not here to cause fear. We're here to try to wake people up to this and make this stop, this insane pharmacological witchcraft that they're doing, this alchemy and all this crap. Patrick, I'm sorry, we're out of time, man. It's always fun to have you on. Tell people about your websites one more time.
VaccineFraud.com, everything you need to know. I really appreciate you having me on, and thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh, yes. Sorry, folks. I get a little upset at this because, this is causing, my dad had diabetes. I had cancer when I was 17. I'm a vaccinated child. This upsets me when I look around and I know that the cause of most diseases is what we're talking about. We've uncovered the mother load, and people say, oh, you're just trying to scare people. No, folks, this is it. This is everything. I wish there was someone out there that could fund people like us, who will never get funding, to actually open up some kind of place to study this and actually look for a cure instead of a causal. A new novel strain that we can patent and sell to different research companies. But Patrick, you and me, my friend, unfortunately, we're in our place apparently right now.
You and me against the world. I wouldn't have it any other way.
All right, folks, join me tomorrow. We have Daniel, Christian name Daniel, joining us for the our new weekly program, which is Christian Remedy and Law. Don't let the name fool you, man. This is powerful stuff. And then Bert will be taking the show for me on Thursday. I'm going to be absent on Thursday. But, he'll fill in. He's always good. Thank you, Patrick. And thank you, folks. Take care.
With financial uncertainty.